Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, you know what that means. That means you're obviously a person of extremely high intelligence, because you get to listen to people who are highly intelligent on this show. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about our guests, like our new friend and our guest this half hour, Mr. Aris Melissarados, who is the Secretary of Maryland's Department of Business and Economic Development. He joins us now to talk to us about how exciting things are going, what things are going on in Maryland and how exciting they are, and about another project that he and I are going to be working on together this week. Aris, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. I should say Secretary Melissarados, but it's only a half-hour show, and I can't say that too many times today.
Let's stick with Aris.
Well, you got a name like Blasingame, you have to pay attention to these things, Aris. But anyway, Mr. Secretary, I'm glad you're here, and thank you for representing Maryland. And I'm really looking forward to meeting you on Friday and to us working together to promote the exciting things that are going on over in Western Maryland. You're going to be over there speaking on Friday, and I'm going to be speaking.
Yes, I think we'll be close to the wrap-up of the Our Story conference.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be there. I'm going there today, later today, and I'll be speaking tomorrow and Friday. And they figured they got me up there, they might as well use me, so that's what they're going to do. You're going to be doing the keynote, I think, on Friday, aren't you?
I believe the luncheon.
I think that's what's going to happen. So you're going to get them all revved up and excited so that they'll be wide awake for me, right? Is that what's happening?
It sounds the other way, Jim. I think you'll have them revved up with your first speed, see? And then you'll put the icing on the cake in the Friday afternoon.
Now, what does the Secretary of Department of Business and Economic Development do?
Well, the Governor Bob Ehrlich, tells me that I'm the Maryland's number one marketeer. I'm supposed to market Maryland to the world, essentially, to have businesses locate here. So I'm basically the business development guy for Maryland. Essentially, I run the Department of Commerce. I try to keep the economy moving in the right direction, create jobs, address small businesses, and keep the pipeline of businesses full so that our economy can be vibrant and diverse.
Now, that sounds like a pretty cool job. Is it fun?
Jim, I think it's by far the best job in state government.
What kind of fun things have you gotten to do as a Secretary of Business and Economic Development?
Well, the biggest thing is literally getting people excited about Maryland's assets. We've had a reputation here of not thinking we're the best. And
Where'd that come from, Aris?
What's that?
Where'd that come from?
Baltimore City and the state of Maryland always felt like, maybe they weren't in the real big leagues.
You were like the second city, maybe the third city behind New York and Philadelphia and D.C. or something like that?
Especially that, yeah.
A little bit of a stepchild attitude?
Yes, sir, exactly. And we set out to change that. We set out to change that because this state has so many assets, so many higher educational institutions, so many federal laboratories.
Well, it's a beautiful state, too.
Well, we call ourselves America in miniature because we've got it all. I mean, the mountains of Western Maryland, the beaches, the ocean beaches of Ocean City, and the magnificent Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. It is a beautiful, beautiful state. I'd not heard that term before, America in miniature. That's a good way to say it, though.
Yes, sir. We've had that theme for a while, and it's a small state. It's manageable. It's drivable all the way through in a single day.
I want to know who set up the boundaries of the state. There was really a weird the way the state looks. If you pull it off all by itself and show it to somebody without any sort of in base relief, whoever designed the boundaries of Maryland must have been drunk or something. Aris, what do you think?
Well, we like it the way it is, It kind of follows geography, follows the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, yeah.
It follows the traditional way of granting land to you know, to families that deserved it at the time. But we're happy with the way the boundaries are.
Well, I think there must have been the fight up there in the Northwest where the state kind of meanders up through there. You must have lost a little fight with Virginia many years ago. What's the most exciting thing going on with Maryland right now?
Well, the most exciting thing is our huge success in the knowledge economy, as we call it. We have one of the surprises has been the rapid transformation from the manufacturing economy to the knowledge economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, places like the steel mills and General Motors assembly plants and Western Electric have shut down over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And those three factories alone employed about 100,000 people.
Yeah. Maryland has done something successfully that a lot of other states have not been able to do, and that's to go from the old economy to the new economy. And I congratulate you on that. That is, folks, a tremendous success story for Maryland. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more and what all of that means to the small business owners in Maryland right after these messages. Aris Melissarados is our guest. He's the Secretary of Maryland's Department of Business and Economic Development, and he and I will be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate, and my website is just that, smallbusinessadvocate.com or jimblassingame.com or jbsba.com. If you want a short one, there it is. If you like the top, we got a long one. We got one in the middle. So either one of those will get you to a little bit of small business heaven, thousands of archives of past shows that we've done. It's just a library of content, ladies and gentlemen, there for you. Whatever topic, just about any topic that you could think of that you'd want to ask about, that you're trying to learn about running and growing a small business, starting running and growing a small business, you can find somewhere there. You'll find something that a member of our Brain Trust has contributed to a show that we've done, as well as articles, thousands of articles that are there, and so many other resources. I hope you'll check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and you can subscribe to my blog there, too, which we update every single day. Aris Melissarados is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. That name just rolls off the tongue. He's the Secretary of Maryland's Department of Business and Economic Development, and that's what we're talking about. What he's doing, he's Maryland's chief salesperson. He's Maryland's chief cheerleader, and he's got the pom-poms out all the time going around the state. And I guess you're probably traveling outside of the state to develop business for Maryland, too, aren't you, Aris?
Yeah, we do quite a bit of that, but I generally contain myself to the state. I've got an incredible staff that goes internationally.
I guess the governor gets those gigs, doesn't he?
The governor likes to do one of those a year. And you always need the governor. The governor is really our number one salesman.
He's the man. Tell us what his name is. Everybody doesn't know who he is. Tell us who the governor is.
What's that, sir?
Tell us who the governor is.
Bob Ehrlich.
Bob Ehrlich.
Bright young governor. I think he's the best governor in America.
Now, is he a Democrat or Republican?
He's a Republican.
All right.
First time in 40 years.
I thought that was the news over there in Maryland was that this last election that they had a Republican governor.
At that time, it was the first time in 38 years we had a Republican elected.
That changed the political landscape over there, didn't it?
Well, we're trying to put two-party government in.
Yeah.
And I think it's always
the legislature is Democrat, right?
Very much so. Yeah.
Democrat controlled. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good checks and balances. Okay. So, tell us about what's been going on. How the economy has been growing in Maryland? What's been happening? You were telling us that you guys have made the conversion from
faster than the national economy.
You made the conversion from the old to the new, and
exactly.
and so the plants are gone. Basically, the big plants are gone, but you've got knowledge jobs in there now, don't you?
We've got this is a research state. We spend about $11 billion worth of federal research every year here. And the research is spent in all the areas that are significant for the future, in biotech, in life sciences, in information technology, in aerospace and defense and communications. We're big in nanotech and bio-nano, trying to leapfrog technology. Because of that, we have the number one workforce in the country, the highest percentage of professionally and technically trained workers. Because of this research economy and the high-tech economy, there's demand for the best services in the world,
mm-hmm.
which provides great opportunity to not only rebuild and redo every retail, every mall, every festival marketplace, every main street is being rebuilt in Maryland. There's a new vitality here.
Mm-hmm. No, I've traveled around the state in the last couple of years, and I agree with you. One of the things that that I'd like to point out, Aris, is that nothing that you're talking about that's happened to Maryland with the plant, with the big plants leaving and the economy getting revitalized and redirected, none of this happens without small businesses.
Exactly. Small businesses are almost 95% of all the businesses in the state. So it's not only small businesses, but the so-called micro-enterprises.
Right.
The one- or two-person mom-and-pop shops that bring the arts, the crafts, the special service in the eating areas. We look for a balanced economy. And small businesses and micro-businesses provide a layer in the foundation of the economy that is just invaluable. It adds local color. It adds the special local touch.
Well, and they're just cool people. I mean, you can't miss the cool part either, Aris. They're really cool folks. But not just in the typical, the classic things that people think of small business owners being involved in, the trades and the arts and retail and things like that. A lot of your high tech companies are small companies, aren't they?
Oh yeah, there's a whole lot of consulting going on in high tech. A lot of people who have had a career, who are now doing a second career, who are experts in their technology area.
Mm-hmm.
And all this is a phenomenal blend and achieving great results in creating a one Maryland economy.
Well, how is the state of Maryland supporting these people? What are you guys doing to make sure they have everything they need but not getting their way?
Well, our governor and our lieutenant governor have put a special emphasis on small and minority businesses. In my department, I got a group called GOBA, the Governor's Office of Business Advocacy
mm-hmm.
and Small Business Assistance. And we work with every entrepreneur to kind of mentor them, to guide them, to help them write a business plan, and then to take them to funding sources, because finding money is key.
So the government of Maryland, the state of Maryland, is actually helping small businesses with business plan and access to capital.
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's impressive.
Then,
good for you.
Access to capital largely comes from the SBA, Small Business Administration.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And from the small business development centers. We work very closely with them. This is kind of, I call it a seamless partnership.
Right, with the SBDCs, the SBA, and the state of Maryland. I like that. I like the way you guys are working on that. What's the unemployment rate? 3. What?
In September, we hit 3.9.
Congratulations. Quick break. We got the Godfather of Soul taking us out. Aris Melissarados and I will be right back. We got more to come right after these messages. Stay with us.
I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice.
Listen to the wind blow down, down tonight.
Welcome back. It's 53 after the hour. That means it must be 7 minutes till. That's the way it works around here. I don't know about your place, but it's the way it works here. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having more fun than the law allows at having a great visit with our new friend, Aris Melissarados, soon to be an old friend. Aris, I'm really looking forward to meeting you on Friday, and I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say. We got to get our picture made together so we can preserve that for posterity. I mean, the two of us in a photograph, that could be worth a lot. You know what? And by the way, folks, if you want to see Aris's handsome face, it's right at the top of his own website, which is choosemaryland.org. choosemaryland.org. Aris's picture is right there on the top left, along with Governor Ehrlich and along with Lieutenant Governor Steele's picture. Three handsome guys. And tell us about this website. Can we find out more about opportunities in Maryland there?
And I think the website leads you through all of the available real estate in Maryland, where you can set up a business, some of the business programs, financing, capital, some of the venture capital programs that we've got.
Mm-hmm.
Maryland offers many, many economic development services, as do most other states.
Yeah.
I think ours are a little more focused. We spend a little more money, less money. We try to get more for less because we push our workforce and our assets in this state.
Well, now I want to come back to this unemployment thing. The state, the national unemployment is right around 5%. You guys just broke the four percent barrier down to 3.9. How did you do that?
Well, it's, our economy is revved up. It's based on technologies, based on the new things that are driving the global economy.
And it's not only not a 20th century economy; it's a 21st century economy. But even your technology is cutting edge with it, with the nanotechnology.
In technology, we try to work with our university system to figure ways to leapfrog technology. That's why we're now working on nanobiotech. We got nanomedicine initiatives. I work across a broad spectrum of generation-skipping scientific initiatives.
You know, one of the things that's pretty exciting for small businesses to me is the technology transfer portion of scenarios that are going on all across the country, where places like your universities are you know, funded by federal grants, different things like that that allow them to do that kind of research, and then partner with companies, including small businesses. Most of the time it is small businesses where they transfer that technology from an ivory tower what if kind of a thing into a real rubber meets the road application.
Well, Jim, Maryland has a group called Maryland TETCO, the Technology Development Corporation,
right,
that works in technology transfer from the university and the federal lab to the marketplace. We have 18 incubators around the state.
Wow, 18.
Yes, sir. When you
That's a lot for a little state like Maryland.
Yes, sir. We try to have an incubator in every jurisdiction.
Good for you.
You'll be visiting Garrett County. They have one out there, their Information Technology Center.
Yep, we've already talked to those folks. We're going to be working with them this week.
Yeah, we're putting one up in neighboring Allegheny County, around Frostburg State University. And we're pushing a concept for that region called Mountain Maryland,
right,
that I call domestic outsourcing.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of outsourcing software work from the Capital Beltway area,
yep,
to India or overseas, you can outsource it to Western Maryland. And those college students, those locals out there.
Absolutely.
A great work ethic, a lot of imagination and innovation for far lower prices than you get around the Capital Beltway or the metropolitan areas.
And, you know, Aris, in today's world, you can work in many, many, many jobs. You can work wherever you want to live.
That's exactly right.
And you don't have to have everybody right under your roof. And I think you're right. I think you guys are onto something. One of the things that you told me today that's the most exciting to me is the incubators that you guys are putting around the state. That's something that every state in the union should spend more time helping to fund. And that's incubators. That's a great way for business and government to partner.
Well, what happens there, Jim, it's wonderful because you're providing shared services. You're giving a young entrepreneur or a technology entrepreneur the ability to have a support group around him or her.
Right.
And you're helping them with past experience to not make the same mistakes others have done.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations to you on that.
The success.
ChooseMaryland.org. You can see Aris's handsome picture there right on the homepage. Aris, do you think Western Maryland is ready for you and me both in the same part of the world
Western
at the same
Maryland's
time?
Ready.
You think
Western
they're ready
Maryland
for us?
They have double-digit unemployment, Jim, and now Garrett County is down to 3.9.
Wow, that's
Allegheny
impressive.
Allegheny County is down to 6.2.
But the question is, Aris, are they ready for you and me at the same place at the same time? I'm not sure about that.
Well, we'll try to take it easy on them.
Tell
okay?
them to buckle their seatbelts. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Friday, Aris. Good job today.
Same here, sir. Thank you very
Aris
much.
Aris Melissarados, ladies and gentlemen, the Secretary of Maryland's Department of Business and Economic Development, and I'll be looking forward to seeing him on Friday. Quick break, right back after the news. Got a lot more to come. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.